You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. Some of you have been talking about this Mick Jordan barbecue sauce. Do you guys remember that? This was really, okay, I think for a very brief amount of time, a few McDonald's, I guess, had a Mick Jordan sandwich, and there was Mick Jordan barbecue sauce. And from what I understand, the sandwich was supposed to have bacon and pickles and things that, you know, Michael Jordan wanted to eat, all right? But this jug of barbecue sauce was just sold for $9,995, okay? So there's very few Mick Jordan barbecue sauce jugs. And if it went to auction, they think it could have actually gotten close to tens of thousands of dollars. But some guy bought this Mick Jordan sauce. I believe the expiration date already passed, of course. And he's a very, very happy guy because he now has something that's probably worth a lot more. The expiration date of 1992, clearly stamped on the bottle. Apparently there was a lot of interest, but not a lot of interest in the Mick Jordan burger. He was popular, but the sandwich wasn't a big promotion. The Mick Jordan. I think that's ridiculous. Other things, I guess, on the auction block is an unopened case of NBA Fantasy Pack Upper Deck cards, McDonald's New Kids on the Block plastic cup, McDonald's Gillette Mini Track razor. Who knew McDonald's? You know, McDonald's, they have been, I mean, ever since they started trying to refine ways to integrate in the market other things. I mean, we all remember the McPizza, okay? I don't think they ever did a McTaco. One of you had asked about a McTaco. I don't know much about McTaco, but they tried to do the McPizza. They always sold glasses and, you know, we never kept them. We never kept a lot of the McDonald's goodies that we got, but people are selling them and auctioning them. I mean, look at this. The McDonald's New Kids on the Block plastic cup. So what, New Kids on the Block, that was 80s, right? $295. People are buying these things. You know, I watch Pawn Stars pretty judiciously. They're based out of Vegas, and so you know the guys, and it's a great show. The shop is just about 20 minutes from where I work, so it's a lot of fun. I go down there whenever I can. It's a great, but you know, you watch Pawn Stars and you see what people bring in and what they want to sell, and you're like, nobody is gonna want to buy a Howdy Doody little wooden thing, or no one's gonna, and, you know, they actually teach you that, you know, yeah, there are certain collectors for everything. You know, I deal with a lot of medical antiques. And, you know, these medical antiques, it's not just one set price someone would pay. You could have somebody that is so into medical antiques, they will pay multiple thousands of dollars for some of the things I have. And then you'll have other people going, well, you know, I saw in Pawn Stars that something else from the Civil War wasn't worth much, and, you know, Rick only offered X amount of money, so I bet your thing, since it's a little smaller, is only worth a couple hundred. So, you know, what you have is only worth what somebody else is willing to pay for it. And it amazes me how things that we may think is junk is really collectible. Now, it always blows my mind when somebody goes to a flea market, etc., and they find a Picasso. You know, you hear these things pretty frequently, all right? And then some people find it, you know, now it ended up being a fake. And for some people, like, no, that was real. You know, and it's interesting, with all the Pawn Stars shows, Cajun Pawn Stars, Hardcore Pawn, etc., there has now been a frenzy for people to be searching for quote-unquote antiques so they could go and sell these things, whether it's on the show, whether it's on eBay. For example, I have a tool from Civil War times that used to used to take out tonsils. Kind of would stab the tonsil with a fork. Then there was a little guillotine that would slice it off. And that's how they would take off tonsils in Civil War times. And what I bought it for was, I got it from a collector whose, family member, great-grandfather, whatever, was, in the military at the time during the Civil War. What I see now, since all this, Pawn Stars and Hardcore Pawn and all that, I saw that it was close to $2,000, the one piece I have. Now, of course, why do I have these pieces? I just love medical antiques. I love medical history. I love, seeing what doctors used back then when they didn't have the tools they have now. Pretty cool stuff, and I love it. I know some of you are like, well, then go and sell it for $2,000. I don't know. It's really hard to part. I mean, this thing is a real, real cool piece, But, what people, you get a frenzy, Well, just like what happened with the real estate market. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. There was such a frenzy. I remember there's a town in Las Vegas, a suburban town, Summerlin, and you couldn't find a home to buy. And I remember calling because I was a little worried that my mom and dad, my father was getting sick. And I'm like, I want to find a place that I could put him into. And I probably want to put them in Summerlin. A lot of older people live there. A lot of parks, beautiful, nice area. And kind of close to where I live. You couldn't find a house. And so I call and I go, are there any homes in Summerlin? No, sorry. Call another realtor. Are there any homes? No. And somebody said, gosh, you are like the seventh person that's called me in an hour. What is going on? There is such a frenzy for people to buy homes. Why is everybody trying to buy? What's going on? And it was the real estate market. That was when it was starting to just skyrocket. And there was this frenzy about being in the South or West and getting your home now while it was cheap and because the prices were going up. You needed to get that home now because 1 week later, that house would be worth more. So many people in the early 2000s were making $10,000 a week easy on their house. It was incredible. And there was a frenzy. Well, same thing's happening now with a lot of these collectibles, especially with all the pawn stuff. All right, just what happens when that starts to die down? Will the prices go down? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALLY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALLY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. When you guys are fiddling around on Facebook a little bit later, just search out the Dr. Dahlia Show and find us. And remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So it looks like Jesse Jackson Jr. is back in the news now. I guess there's an FBI probe. And he's being investigated over claims he misused campaign donations to decorate his home. FBI has launched a criminal probe, according to Mail Online, into the alleged offense and could indict him before his re-election next month. Now, remember, Jesse Jackson Jr. has spent the last 4 months on medical leave. He checked into rehab in an attempt to combat depression. He's a congressman from Illinois, Democrat, and the son of Reverend Jesse Jackson. We understand he was previously involved in an FBI investigation into attempts by Governor Rod Blagojevich, right, Blago, to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat, remember, back in 2008. The latest probe now was launched earlier this year, right before he took leave of absence on June 10th. Now, it's kind of interesting. People were wondering what could have caused this. And there were speculations that did he try to commit suicide? Was it alcohol? What was going on? And then they said, well, he had gastrointestinal disorders, maybe some bipolar 2, and had to go to rehab and has been, not working for months. The investigation centers around allegations that the congressman used campaign funds to redecorate his home. Jackson's lawyer apparently asked officials from the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office to guarantee that no charges would be filed before the election, but the authorities would not make that promise. Good. I mean, you know, for anybody, whether you're Republican or Democrat, all right, if there's going to be charges up against you, So wait till after the election so you could be, come on. Of course the lawyers are going to ask that. But honestly, Republican or Democrat, if you are going to be up for a possible, criminal investigation, there aren't going to be any charges. I say let us know the charges as soon as possible. Don't hold off until people vote and then say, all right, guys, this is what's going on. That's ridiculous. Okay. So let's see. Jesse Jackson had been spending time in a clinic in Arizona. Then he moved to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. Had issued a statement that he was being treated for bipolar disorder. He did return to Washington last month, but from what I understand, he hasn't worked, he hasn't returned to Congress, and he hasn't been involved in his reelection campaign. His wife, Sandy, suggested that he would not return to work until after the election, depending on medical advice. They say, though, he does. He has a huge chance of being reelected. It's a heavily Democratic district in South Chicago. He has been a representative for 17 years. Now, Congressman Smokesman refused to comment on the FBI investigation. They say this isn't the first time that Jackson has been accused of using money from political donors to pay for personal expenses. Now, see, this is something that's very interesting to me. Okay? Now, he doesn't represent my district, so I don't know how good he is, all right, in terms of a congressman. I don't. But what I find very interesting was that statement from the article that he has a huge chance to be reelected because it's a heavily Democratic district. Now, I thought when you vote for somebody, all right, it was based on their record. It was based on, who they are and their work ethic. Now, I can understand, God forbid, getting shot or being hurt or being in the hospital. I get that. But he hasn't worked, and they're waiting on the election to decide if he's going to go back to work. Now, I'm not saying that should cost him a loss by any means, but I don't understand why his winning this is predicted to be a slam dunk. So, people, that's what always blows my mind about how people vote. I mean, I have a lot of respect, believe it or not, for Democrats who go, this time around, I'm going to probably vote for the candidate. Yes, he ends up being Republican. Or Republicans that go, in this particular case, I like Clinton. I'm going to go with him. I think he's going to be a better choice for this country. I have a lot of respect for those people. I do. If there's a Republican that goes, you want to know what? I really, for some reason, believe in Obama this time around. I know I voted for McCain. I'm going to vote for Obama this time around. It's just, I'm looking at the facts. I'm educating myself on this. Even though he's voting for Obama, I got to respect that guy. I got to respect the person who would say, look, from my, research. Now, there's not a lot of people who supported McCain that are now all of a sudden going to vote for Obama. That's probably not going to happen. But I'm saying that to make a point where it doesn't have to be somebody Democrat coming over to the Republican side. Somebody who does their research and say, look, I'm not going to just vote party lines. I really want to vote for the candidate. They have my respect. But somebody that goes, I don't care, as long as I have a D next to his name, I'm going right down the block. Even if they haven't worked, they aren't being clear on why he left office. He isn't letting us know if he's fit to run office. I'm voting him anyway because he's Democrat and he's got the D next to his name. I don't have a lot of respect for. I don't. I mean, I look at each of the individual candidates. Now, keep in mind, when you're on radio, even though you do conservative radio like I do, I'm still friends with a lot of Democrats. I have a lot of respect for some of our Democrat constituents. I do. I know Shelley Berkeley. I've had many conversations with Dina Titus. And when I make a decision in this election, it's because I'm voting for a variety of reasons. Do they do a good job? Have they done a good job? Are they going to make changes that I think this country needs? Senator Dean Heller in my district is in a neck and neck race with Shelley Berkeley. I like both these guys. I do. And I've had a lot of criticism going, Dahlia, I don't get that. Okay, you're supposed to be all Republican, no way you can't. Look, I've been friends with Shelley for years. I like the woman a lot. I know her. I may not disagree with her politically, I may not agree with her politically, but I like the woman. She's been a friend. She's been very supportive of me and my show. You know, you end up, you know, depending on the city that you're in, working with a variety of individuals who later run for office. And I can't tell you how many, you know, people throughout the years ended up running for office or running for judge. I had no idea they were Republican or Democrat. You're friends with them still. All right. So somebody who actually looks at the case, looks at the person, doesn't look at who they're friends with, but looks at how somebody's going to vote and what they're going to do. And if they're going to be an effective congressman, that is a person I respect. Doesn't matter what side they're going to vote, as long as they put some thought into it. So I think that statement just kind of, you know, kind of threw me for a loop that this is a heavy, very heavy Democratic district. So most likely Representative Jackson is going to be a shoo-in, even though he hasn't come to work, hasn't really given much explanation, and we don't know if he's mentally fit to run. Now, he could be a great guy. Again, I don't know. I don't live there. Okay, I don't live in Illinois. I have no idea if this guy has done such amazing work that they're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and the second he is physically fit and ready to go, he is going to do the same amazing, beautiful work. And maybe that's why. But if he hasn't, and they're just voting for him because he's the only Democrat that's on the ticket for that district, come on, people. You know, it's just something that, you know, I'm concerned with. Now, we had spent time previously in the year. When is the mental health or the physical well-being pertinent in an election? And if somebody couldn't do their job for 4 or 5 months, do they deserve to be reelected? Or is it not for us to say people are allowed to have medical problems, people are allowed to have a heart attack, people are allowed to have cancer, people are allowed to get shot, God forbid, like Congresswoman Giffords, et cetera, and we're supposed to, because we voted for them, stick by them and allow them to, when they recover, go back to office. And, you know, that kind of spawned a little debate, you know. And then the next question is should we as constituents be allowed to know what psychological issues our congressmen or congresswomen are facing? All right. Should we learn that somebody has depression, that somebody has bipolar, that somebody has an eating disorder, that somebody has post-traumatic stress disorder? Is it pertinent to us to know if our future commander-in-chief or our current commander-in-chief has some sort of a condition that could be considered psychotic? All right. And then who decides if the president is mentally fit to serve office? What if somebody has depression? What if somebody has anxiety? What if somebody has post-traumatic stress disorder? Can they hit the button? Can they start a war? Now, usually there's checks and balances. Or is it really none of our business? Everybody has some element of depression or anxiety or a bad day or OCD, and we just leave it alone. Right now, we've kind of been putting our heads in the sand because that would be an extremely tough topic to tackle. But we're kind of seeing this right now. What went so wrong to make Jesse Jackson need to go off the grid for months in a mental facility? And then is he able to still serve? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, DocDalli. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, we got the Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise coming up this summer. Please check it out. Go to my website. We would love to have you guys come with us. So news just in, Ross Perot backs Mitt Romney. Ross Perot has announced his endorsement for the 2012 Republican nominee today, ahead, of course, of the second debate. There's still some people who are big Ross Perot fans. Yeah, he's still around, and he's, you know, yeah, all right. So he actually had run in 1992 against Bill Clinton and George Bush. Perot actually received 19% of the popular vote. He was one of the richest people to run in the country. He also ran in 1996. Didn't do as well, from what I understand, as in 1992. So you have Ross Perot backing Mitt Romney. I'm sure many of us this morning, when we saw that Hillary Clinton was taking the fall for Benghazi, we were just scratching our heads going, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm sure you've heard by now. Mrs. Clinton, Hillary Clinton, has decided to step up to the plate right hours before the debate tonight and say, it's my fault. I'm the one. That I take responsibility for Benghazi. She says, I take responsibility for what happened on September 11th. She said, I'm in charge of the State Department, 60,000 plus people all over the world. The president and the vice president wouldn't be knowledgeable about specific decisions that are made by security professionals. They're the ones who weigh all of the threats and the risks and the needs and make a considered decision. So basically what she's saying is, it's me. Obama is completely in the clear. So don't give me any crap about it, tonight's debate, basically. And it's my fault. It's a State Department issue. All right. Now, I don't know if you all agree with that. Okay, I thought the commander-in-chief is the commander-in-chief. All right. He is still supposed to be made abreast of things. He is still supposed to be in charge, and the buck stops with him. The fact that there's an administration that say the buck stops here, you know, like Fast and Furious with Eric Holder, or now with Hillary Clinton, seeing all these people take the fall for him. You know, I mean, I don't know if I would want to work for him. If I was a Democrat, right, and had my own political aspirations, if I'd want to work for him, because it looks like you got to take the fall. Rahm Emanuel left, right, to go back to Chicago. I mean, it just seems like this administration over and over and over again finds themselves in trouble, and everybody else has to take the fall for the president, right? And even when he's making his speeches, he has to bring in Bill Clinton. You know, I've just never seen a president need to be so buttressed like this one. It just blows my mind. Now, if he was a man, you know, he should get out there tonight and say, look, you know, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, very bold and noble of her for having the State Department take responsibility, but I am the president. You know, this is still my presidency. The buck stops with me. I take responsibility, and I should have done this better, this better, this better, this better. He may not. Now, he may. He may say the first part of that sentence. You know, I am the commander-in-chief. I thank Hillary Clinton and the State Department, but I am still responsible. And then move on to something else. So he may say that just so he saves face, since obviously everybody today in the news is going, what? Really? He's going to like Hillary, going to let Hillary take the fall. But, you know, what's very interesting is this one statement Hillary made. The president and the vice president wouldn't be knowledgeable about specific decisions that are made by security professionals. Meaning, you know, the president, the vice president isn't always involved. Okay? They don't really micromanage. There's going to be other people making these decisions. All right? Now, I still don't know where the YouTube video comes in. Right? And the Washington administration for 2 weeks, you know, making us think that the YouTube video and protests were part of this issue. Okay? If Hillary is just specifically talking about upping security, and she's taking responsibility for that, that's fine. I mean, we still have a whole bunch of other fiascos within this fiasco. But what I don't understand is that the president and vice president really don't get involved at that level. Can somebody please tell me why President Obama has now weighed in on the Nicki Minaj-Mariah Carey feud on American Idol? For some reason, he has an opinion. And he knows Mariah Carey very well, is now adding Nicki Minaj songs to his iPad. And he's getting very involved on the whole American Idol, Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj feud. So our commander-in-chief could become extremely involved with American Idol politics, but not with the State Department. So is what they're telling us, especially with, you know, Obama being on The View a couple times and, you know, avoiding Netanyahu, etc., is it the government's job to run the government and he be more of a statesman and hanging out with Hollywood folk? Is that what they're saying? The commander-in-chief doesn't really get to that level when it comes to security and what's going on overseas and foreign affairs? If that's the case, that gives me a whole different idea of the president, and I would really like to kind of get my money back for what I paid towards his salary. Okay, I don't need him, you know, discoursing and dissecting what's going on with American Idol. I need him to convince us that if something brutal happens to our people, in a foreign country, he is all over it. And not going to let us believe something that's not true for 2 to 3 weeks afterwards. And then a day before a debate where he's starting to lose some traction, he has his head of the state take the fall. Am I the only one that thinks this is just completely weenie-ish? Very weenie-ish. So, now, Hillary Clinton, like I said earlier, this is actually going to probably help her career. Okay? Because I think everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows that she's taking the fall. And Clintonites are going to say she's a gutsy woman to do this, to save Obama. Because remember, a lot of people that are pro-Clinton still don't like Obama. I can tell you how many people I run into saying, I still wish it had been Hillary. Remember, Hillary and Obama were neck and neck. Obama barely had a lead over Hillary. Some deal was made. All right, we don't know what deal was made, but she dropped out of the race. Later, becomes Secretary of State. So there was, I mean, you have a lot of people who voted for Obama who really liked Hillary. And this move is going to probably make a lot of Democrats who are Hillaryites pretty ticked off at Obama. And I think this probably did him in. And I also think that if Hillary Clinton ever ran for office, I know people think she's going to be too old, but with life expectancy going the way it is, not, trust me, she's going to be running. She's going to be able to claim, and of course her husband is going to eloquently talk at the speeches, that she stepped up to the plate for her administration and took the fall for the president. And this gutsiness, nobleness, proves she's got the cojones to run for office. And I'm not saying I want Hillary to be president by any means. But what I'm saying is I think this is going to really, really help her political career. Now, most people who actually look at the situation going, what the hell happened? Are we crazy? The State Department stinks. The administration stinks. Yeah, yeah, but I'm talking about the Democrats. The Democrats looking at this who think that the Democrats could do no wrong. Okay? That the Democrats could do no wrong. They're still trying to blame the Republican Congress for what happened in Benghazi. All right? I'm saying the Democrats are going to say Hillary could do no wrong, and she did good. So it's all a game, people. We are just watching this game. It's like a ping-pong game, and I don't know about you, but my neck is getting a crink in it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALLY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALLY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just really quickly to review some of today's stories. They say young boys who discontinue treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are featured in a new study that shows that maybe we need to keep them on it. Because as these children become adults, we found out that men with ADHD were 7 times more likely to drop out of school, made an average of $40,000 less per year, were twice as likely to be divorced, 16% had some form of a personality disorder, 36% of men with ADHD had gone to prison at least once. Now, this makes you pretty nervous because close to 10% of kids are already on ADHD medicines, and I'm suspecting even more. And the big problem I have with these ADHD medicines is we never know when to take them off. And after a while, parents are like, look, I don't want my kid to be on stimulants the rest of their lives. I want to protect their hearts. I want to protect their well-being. I want to see if they can, you know, manage things on their own. And they're saying that these people who have always been ADHD won't make it as well in the real world if they don't stay on their medicines. And I just can't commit somebody to be on a medication for life. You know, I understand our diabetics that are type 1 that need insulin. We got to do it. But, you know, a medication, you know, such as that, I don't know how comfortable we are in the medical society or as parents or grandparents allowing our kids to be on that for 40, 50, 60 years. When do you stop? Now, I wish we had more behavioral type of successful treatments to use for these kids. You know, many kids are diagnosed also inappropriately with ADD or ADHD. You'll have parents bring them into me saying, teacher says my kid is ADHD. And I'm like, why? Well, he's failing his school and he doesn't pay attention in class. And I go, well, has he seen the Avenger movie? Oh, yeah, he saw the Avenger movie. I go, you know, was he fussing and not paying attention to that? Oh, no, he watches that religiously. He didn't move for 2 hours. I go, so you're telling me he can't, you know, in a movie or in something he likes, playing a video game, he focuses. Oh, absolutely. If it's something he likes, he focuses. If he doesn't like it, he doesn't focus. Okay, well, then don't medicate. Okay, if there's something he doesn't like, we need to teach this kid. We don't give a heart and doot if he doesn't like it. He needs to focus it. Focus on it. A lot of things in class is boring. And unless you have the willpower to buck down, how are you going to have the willpower to do a job? Do you think a lot of us like to do certain things with our job? A lot of us love our job, but I'm sure there are many parts to our job that we wish we could skip. Yet we've learned over the years that you have to buck up and do it. Now, my worry is many ADHD kids are misdiagnosed. I believe there are various levels, but what if somebody has a learning disability? Or what if somebody just needs to be taught in a different manner? You know, some Shakespeare plays are very difficult to get through. Okay? If you don't find the play interesting, if you can't get the old English, you're going to have a difficult time and your mind is going to wander. So some of us went to Cliff Notes. Some of us had a teacher that as we read it, they said, okay, so look, basically what this paragraph meant is like one fell swoop in Macbeth. It means, you know, all in one, you know, kind of like a sweep. Ah, and one fell swoop is kind of famous. So remember, you guys hear one fell swoop, it's like all in one shot. All right. You know, and you need a teacher that has to somehow make it interesting. You know, or admit, look, I know this stuff is boring, but this is something you got to learn. So let's figure out a way. What will help you remember this long term? And we just don't have enough effort going out by both sides, making things digestible for kids to learn and remember. And when I see these kids being accused of having ADHD and going on medication, yes, yeah, speed will force you to sit down and concentrate even on things you don't like. But when do you take them off the medication? So with this study that, you know, comes out saying, well, I, these men, if they don't stay on their medicine, they're going to have problems later. You're telling me that if we diagnose a kid, especially a boy, with attention deficit disorder, which in most, you know, usually it's boys more than girls, that they are going to be medicated for life. Really? Do any of us, are any of us parents happy with that? Now, let's say you have a baby, and sometimes we get this. Sometimes we'll have a baby who was adopted because mom, the biological mother, did drugs, did speed. And some of these kids come out having a syndrome which appears to be ADHD, but it's a syndrome that should be called baby was born to a crack mother. Because these kids have short fuses later. They may have oppositional defiant disorder. They may have ADHD. They may have obsessive compulsive disorder. There may be a variety of things. And I've seen these kids, they need to be medicated. And it is such a shame. Because what happened to them, the chemicals they were exposed to in the womb bombarded their system so badly that they really can't recover without chemicals stabilizing them. But many of these other kids weren't unfortunately born like that. And it's just they don't get school, they get bored, but they really dig video games and movies. All right, well then something has to happen. We need to behaviorally change these kids. We don't have to chemically. Now remember we talked about a school where a doctor said, you know what, he's in an area that's an underserved area. He goes, I'm just going to start giving these kids Ritalin. They're failing school. They're going to be left behind. I'm going to drug them to get them through. And some parents are happy with that because the kids will hopefully get through school and then have a chance at life. And he admitted the reason why he was doing that is because it was a way to throw in the towel because the schools don't have the money for the educational resources. Now, don't get me started. You know, we're finding out more and more illegals are using our public school system. And we just found out today that in L.A., the mayor is going to want to grant illegals ID cards so they could use them as debit cards, get direct deposit from the employer they're illegally working for, and get library cards. So, you know, we really need to revamp a lot. Now, I mean, I don't want to kick a little child out of a school just because his parents snuck them in illegally, but when are we going to say enough is enough? If our kids are going to be forced to take ADHD pills because they're in underserved areas, because there's not enough money going into the school system, because our dollars have to be split among the U.S. citizens and the people here illegally, because ICE and the Department of Health, Department of Homeland Security don't want to do their job, when is somebody going to stand up and say, stop this crap? This is ridiculous. No, I do not want my kids medicated. I want what my tax-paying dollars are going for. I want them to get a good education and a teacher that's going to spend the time with them. It's not going to happen that way. You know, and I don't mean to sit here and always get political, but it's all tied. What's going on politically is all tied to our health. It's all tied to our education. It's all tied to our kids. Yes, I'm going to have an opinion on it. I'd also love to hear your opinions. Make sure, if I'm not live, we're live. Our show is 9 to noon Pacific time. So if you ever are listening to our show and it's not live, please try to tune in between 9 and noon. If not, you could still call into our phone line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and leave a message. We'll play it on the next live show. You can also always email us and write us at drdahlia.com. Go to my website. There's a place for you to write. You know, but it's frustrating. And we know we don't have power. We think we have the power. Well, we could elect our congressman. We could, you know, and sometimes you'll get a politician that will really make some changes and will really do some good. But for the most part, if you don't have the federal government having our state officials' backs, and they won't deport, and they allow this don't ask, don't tell policy when it comes to immigration, and allow our very far and few between tax dollars being put towards people who aren't paying taxes, yes, we are going bankrupt. Yes, we are going to be falling into this dirt that we can't get out of. And I would really like the federal government and the states to be on the same page, because we're just setting ourselves up for complete disaster. Don't forget, a little bit later today, when you guys can, follow us on Facebook. Go to the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. If any of you missed the show, there is an Android app, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can download it for free. Go to my website or go to your Android store. But keep making noise, and I'd love to hear your noise. Okay? It's not noise. It's great stuff. Don't go away. Go away. This is the end of the show. You guys have a great rest of the day. God bless.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.